Well, greetings and salutations. I'm Jeff Fredericks, and on the line is Patrick Soyka, founder of Rewards Canada, the definitive source for all things rewards programs. Today is February the 6th, 2017, and this is episode number 16 of the Rewards Canada Weekly Roundup podcast. As always, our goal is to help you maximize your earning potential and get the most out of whatever rewards program you belong to. Each week, we highlight the best in reward point deals and bonuses. We also cover all relevant industry news, including program updates, enhancements, and changes. And of course, we'll reveal a tip of the week to help you stay on top of your game. So let's get on with the show. The format of today's show is different. We're going to focus entirely on industry news and specifically on the changes to the WestJet Rewards program that go into effect today. Joining me on the phone is WestJet's Senior Vice President of Marketing and Digital, Marshall Wilmot. Welcome, Marshall.
Thanks, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Well, great. So let's start by you providing us with a brief overview of the changes to the WestJet Reward program.
Well, you know, in a nutshell, we really just simplified and strengthened the program. You know, now we have one set of earn rates for each of our tier levels. And I'd say probably the most significant improvements are the reduction of qualifying spend in order to reach our silver level, where we've gone from 4,000 in spend down to 3,000. As well, we've removed the reset requirement that we used to have under our old tier program rules. So, for example, if you're a gold member now and if you requalify, then you will stay at your 5% earn rate as opposed to having to be reset every year back down to the 1%. And that's been very, very well received by our gold members in particular. And the other thing we've launched, and it's fairly recent, is we actually also launched a exclusive toll-free phone number for our gold members to access for special service. And it's unique in that it's only accessible through the WestJet app. So we're very excited about that one as well.
Great. And so Marshall, what prompted WestJet to make these changes?
Well, you know, we're still a fairly young program. And in fact, we only launched our tier program in 2014. But from day one, we've been listening to our guests and all of our reward members and really compiling the feedback on a continuous basis. And, you know, it's been very well received. But again, like everything we do at WestJet, we're always looking at ways to improve the guest experience, and with these being our top tier members, we want to make sure that we put a priority on that. So we've really been talking both sort of informally, we talk to our guests quite a bit, and we've done some active research as well. And basically the results of these focus groups and our general interaction really drove us to do these changes. And the reality is all we really needed to do was clarify a few things, simplify a few things, the core program they love, and just some things to address from a simplification process. So far the feedback's been very positive.
Well, that was my next question, because you made the announcement initially back on December 1st via an email that went out to members. Have you received any sort of initial reaction from members? Any kind of comments, anecdotes that you care to share?
Well, the team's done a great job of getting out early and communicating these changes to our guests. And, you know, personally, I've been extremely pleased with how well these changes have been received. We initially had some questions from our teal members in particular, thinking that we'd actually changed the credit card program, being that our teal members actually are significant users of our credit card program, which certainly wasn't the case. So immediately we went out and clarified any questions that we had, that they had with respect to the credit card, because clearly we didn't change it. The gold and silver members are very excited about the changes, and we've been getting a lot of compliments unsolicited from them. And the really cool thing about the gold priority line is that the first day we launched it, we were getting calls right at 6 a.m. which we thought was pretty amazing.
Now, as far as the changes, of course, as you stated, most of them seem to be aimed at those higher tiers, the frequent flyers. What's in it for the teal members? What message have you been sharing with them in terms of enhancements?
Well, actually, you know, most of our teal members, active teal members that are flying, tell us that the credit card is really the most important way that they earn WestJet dollars. And the great thing about the credit card is that you can be a teal member and have the credit card and get some of the benefits that you would actually get if you'd earned tier level in silver or gold. So to be honest, they just found that we'd actually simplified it for them so that they understood the accrual a little bit better, because now that we just have one accrual rate for teal and then silver and gold, it's just simplified it, and it's just eliminated any confusion that they might have had with respect to what they were earning.
Fair enough. Now, you mentioned about simplifying, and that makes a whole lot of sense. But were there any members that were negatively impacted?
Well, you know, the segment that we were really concerned about were our regularly flying teal members. We sort of call them top teal members, and so that's a fairly significant, or it's a very significant group of our membership. So that went well into our consideration with respect to reducing the threshold from silver by $1,000 in spend to ensure that we actually add even more value to those previous teal members that will now actually be eligible for silver. So overall, we'll continue as well with a number of our fast track programs that we've done, which our teal members love, as a way to actually gain access to our silver and gold tiers, and really gives us the opportunity to actually consolidate more of their spend on WestJet, and getting them more likely to actually give us more of their share of travel than we would have received in the past.
Okay, now, you know, one of the common complaints across the board for many reward programs is how complicated the rules of engagement seem. So from a communications perspective, what effort did you guys make to sort of simplify the way you communicate with your members moving forward?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I mean, you know, when we even launched the program initially, one of our biggest challenges, quite frankly, was to actually communicating how simple it really was, because it was so simple that people didn't really necessarily believe it. But we have the believability now. We've been around for a little while longer. But the reality is that by simplifying it, we've made it even simpler. I mean, the fact is now that, you know, if you're a teal member, you know you're earning 1% on all your spend, no matter what, and silver at 3, and then gold at 5. Before it was kind of confusing because we were splitting the earn rates amongst the tiers, and that was complicated for our guests, and they were telling us that. And quite frankly, it's pretty easy to communicate good news as well. And the other challenge we had in the past was our gold and silver members, you know, having to be reset back to 1% after they'd requalified for gold. That was something that we heard a lot from our members, and they're pretty excited to actually see that happen. And I got to give a lot of credit to the team, the WestJet Rewards team, on what a great job they've done with respect to seeding this communication out early, well in advance, and then us always being available to answer questions from the guests. As well, we equipped our call center agents with the necessary information so that they could deal with any potential questions that our guests had. But overall, I would have to say that it's been very successful to this point. So we're pretty happy with how that's all gone through.
Excellent. Well, of course, here at Rewards Canada, we're huge fans of reward programs. We're quite interested to know whether or not you believe your reward program is responsible for attracting new customers to WestJet. Do you have any indication that it's actually having that kind of impact?
Let me tell you, I mean, the whole reason we actually launched our tiers in the first place is that, you know, a frequent flyer program, and in particularly a tier program, is a pretty key component in our overall strategy to attract more of our guests traveling for business. So, you know, it's a natural evolution for us as we build through. And, you know, you've seen it. We've done a lot of status match promotions and fast track promotions with the program. So we've, and with our database now, we're actually able to measure a lot of the incremental business that we're getting out of this. So it's exactly for that, and we do have measurable results that it is doing what we're wanting it to do.
Okay, great. Well, let's ask a couple questions on the WestJet RBC MasterCard. So when you think about the future of that particular card, do you have any plans to have WestJet dollars earned on that card count towards top-tier status like we sort of see from other cards in U.S. frequent flyer programs?
You know, that's a very interesting question, and we have been seeing a lot of that happening down south. And what I have to say right at this point in time is we feel we have the best travel rewards credit card in the business. And our growth has been huge with our credit card program. And so right now, we feel that we have so many amazing product features in our credit card that although I'll never say never, because we always know things change, but I would have to say that we've got so much value in the credit card right now that we don't really need to go to adding the tier qualification based on the actual use of the credit card. They're using it, and that's what we're looking for. I would say as well, though, that the way we've designed and structured our tier levels is the overall spend required to get to silver and gold is pretty reasonable when you would compare that to other frequent flyer programs. So to double dip on it, you know, we'll allow them to accrue WestJet dollars, obviously, based on the spend on their credit card as well as the purchasing of the flights. The need to put it as a qualification, I don't think we need that right at this point in time.
Fair enough. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about existing relationships with Qantas, American, Delta, Air France, KLM. Are these going to be expanded to allow for WestJet dollar redemption on their flights?
Well, you know, that's a great question because, again, when you look at when people look at our program, the only thing they ask us is, boy, it would sure be nice if we had more destinations to earn and redeem WestJet dollars, and you know, there's some pretty aspirational destinations that would become available with our existing frequent flyer accrual partners, as well as other alliance partners that we have relationships with. So absolutely, that's key, and that's a main priority for our program moving forward. We got some exciting news that will be coming, but I think we might need to arrange another podcast to do a proper announcement on that, because it's extremely exciting. And, you know, when you look at our alliance partners and where they all fly, you know, the imagination can run wild. And it just takes the one area that where we need to improve our frequent flyer program, it just takes it to the next level.
Okay, well, fair enough. Maybe we'll, to your point, save some of those questions for another time. We'll just ask a few more here quickly for you, Marshall. With respect to earning WestJet dollars for shopping at retailers, is there anything in the works there?
You know, that's another one that we have on our roadmap. But again, our guests are telling us, and our members are telling us, that they really want us to focus on expanding the air travel opportunities for them. So, you know, we think that the higher impact for our guests is to really move fast forward on adding additional partners for redemption, airline partners for redemption and accrual, and therefore that's where we've got the team focused right at the moment. But clearly, we'll continue to look at other accrual and redemption opportunities, because we want to ensure that we're providing the most utility as possible to our members. And the beauty of our currency, I think, just makes that even more attractive. I mean, the beauty of a WestJet dollar is it's the equivalent of a Canadian dollar, and it just gives you a lot of flexibility to move into other accrual and redemption programs beyond air.
Okay. Well, now, our listeners would probably be curious to know whether or not you have any other plans to revamp the RBC MasterCard for 2017. I know we talked or certainly saw a major revamp in 2016, but any plans to you know, tweak it further in this year?
Well, again, I'll go back to what I said earlier, that I do believe we got the best credit card program in Canada. But in order to stay the best credit card in Canada, we know we've always got to be looking at enhancing the value propositions. And you've seen that over the last couple of years. I mean, when we added the first bag free benefit to our World Elite WestJet RBC World Elite members, that was extremely well received. We followed that up with expanding our companion ticket back in March of last year, whereby we now allow our guests to redeem their companion tickets on Sun and International. And that was really quite interesting because we saw extremely quick adoption of the Sun in particular. And then once we launched our London Gatwick service, then we saw another jump of people redeeming on our services there. And the cool part about that is they're able to redeem those on any fare type that we have. So you can imagine the value of that when you're booking a plus fare and being able to get a companion ticket along with that. If you do average it out, you've got an amazing overall cost of your trip. So we have a number of things that we have on our radar, but we don't have anything imminent right at the moment. But again, stay tuned because it is in our plan to continue to evolve and develop not just the WestJet Rewards program, but the credit card program as well.
Great. Now, I heard you mention the companion ticket. That new expanded companion ticket offer has been in place, of course, now for, I guess, half a year. Have you seen any kind of shift into how people are using that, particularly for longer haul flights, say to Hawaii or other sun destinations and European routes?
Yes, yeah, we have. And I'll tell you, you know, everybody always loved our companion ticket. But, you know, we kept doing our research and we were asking them, what could we do more? And it was almost unanimous. People would say, boy, it would sure be great if we could use those companion tickets, you know, for our Sun and other destinations. So, you know, it really took off, like, almost immediately. We saw a shift, quite a significant shift from the domestic and U.S. Redemption to some of our more popular Sun destinations like Mexico and Caribbean. And then, like I mentioned earlier, when we launched our London Gatwick, that became a very attractive offer. Particularly our Plus product on our 767 is pretty outstanding. And the value that they receive, that our guests receive when they book those tickets, and then just getting the value with the companion ticket, it's been a huge success. So we're really, really happy with the results of that. It's really opened up all of our network to our cardholders to redeem their companion tickets throughout our network.
Fantastic. Well, okay, last question for you, Marshall. Where do you see WestJet Rewards in, say, 2 years or 5 years?
Well, you know, we spend a lot of time planning not just WestJet Rewards future, but we like to look at the overall global opportunities with respect to WestJet in general. And you know, we're pretty excited with our little dipping our toes in the water with our initial wide body purchase of the 767s that we're flying to Gatwick and then into Hawaii as well. And so that's been a very successful test for us, and we're actively looking for more. You know, if we can get some reasonable wide-body aircraft, we got an opportunity now that we have our pilot agreement in place that we could expand that program. But regardless, we talked a little bit earlier about alliance partners and reciprocal frequent flyer programs. I think the combination of the is of the global expansion of WestJet in general, as well as our opportunity to partner with reciprocal frequent flyer accrual and redemption opportunities with our alliance partners, just opens up the whole world to us. And just imagine in 2 to 5 years of having being a WestJet Rewards member and being able to earn and redeem no matter where you're going, when you're going, how you're going. And we just are extremely excited about that vision, and we want to be the best rewards program in the world, and we already think we're the best program in Canada, but we'll let our guests make the vote on that one. But we are excited about the future, and we think that WestJet Rewards is well positioned to support the global growth plans of WestJet, and we feel confident that we're going to deliver a great frequent flyer program that's going to attract not only will our existing members be happy, but be able to attract a lot of guests flying or potential guests flying on other airlines, where they can too see the benefits of our very simple to understand and very rewarding program.
Well, great, and thank you. And on that note, thank you again for joining us, Marshall. It's been a pleasure, and that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca, where you'll find links to all our bonus offers, industry news, and travel rewards credit card rankings. Until then, happy collecting, and be sure to tune in next week when we do it all over again.